This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 397 for Wednesday, May 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures have turned lower on Wednesday morning after making gains earlier. The July canola contract slips 50 cents at $728.70 per ton, and the new crop November contract loses 60 cents at $698.60 per ton. Pressure is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, with spillover going to the vegetable oils. Manitoba issued its first crop report of 2023, showing planting progress at 25% complete. That's 38 points behind the five-year average. Canola is at 8% in the ground. Crush margins, while still healthy, are falling back quickly and eroding support for canola. The Canadian dollar is lower on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 74.11 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.32. The National Oilseed Processors Association says the April crush took in 173.23 million bushels of soybeans. Despite coming in below market expectations, it's still a new April record. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a sale of 272,000 tons of old crop corn to China is now canceled. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council Tour forecasts the wheat in Kansas to yield 29.8 bushels per acre compared to 39.5 a year ago. The tour continues today with more results this evening. Talks to renew the Black Sea Export Agreement continue to go nowhere, with the deal set to expire on Thursday. The United Nations reports only 7 vessels remain in Ukrainian ports. Brazil reports its April corn exports were almost 571,000 tons, well surpassing trade expectations. Brazil's soybean exports in April were nearly 15.8 million tons, a pinch higher than market expectations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The July contract gives up 13 cents at $13.51 per bushel. July soy oil dips a tenth of a cent at 47.36 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal slips 80 cents at $426.10 per short ton. Corn is weaker, with its July contract losing 17 cents at $5.64 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with its July contract down a half cent at $3.44.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July gives up 12 cents at $6.35.5. Kansas City July advances 7 cents at $9.02. And Minneapolis July gains 2.5 cents at $8.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, May 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.